November 8th, Jesus says, "Now and at the hour of death, it is the invocation comparable to deliver us from evil. You do not reflect, but it is so. I have given you a mother in addition to a father, and, if you ask the father to be delivered from evil, won't you ask the mother to keep the death which is an evil far removed from you? But consider with a mind elevated to God, and ask with the intelligence of the children of God. You should not be so concerned about evil and death in the human sense of the words, but about evil and death in the supernatural sense, the truest one, for your current clothing is one which is laid down, your current dwelling is one which is abandoned, but beyond this day there awaits you a future in which you shall become possessors of what is your true portion. Aye and woe to you, if by your perverse will you choose the accursed portion for yourselves. The death of the spirit does not come into the presence of your soul just once. It roams around you throughout your earthly day, for the giver of death does not stop laying snares for his prey for an instant. There is not always that vigilance and fortitude in you which make the enemy's craftiness useless. Your weakness leads you towards sluggishness, your carnal appetites lead to desires for food wherein you encounter death. But you have a mother in heaven, a mother who sees the blood of her son upon you, and who for the sake of that blood, loves you as her own children. A mother who is powerful before God, because of her threefold condition as daughter, spouse, and mother of God. I quote now, "May Mary pray for your present as man, for which so many dangers lie in wait. And in the hour of death, may she pray for you in the decisive instant of life. And in the hour of death, that is, when your spirits, stricken by evil, may perish. Mary is the victor over Satan. True death, that of the spirit, will not come into those who are able to pray to the mother for the hour of life, for the earthly hour, for the hour of temptation, and for the hour of death. Like children under their mother's veil, Mary's prayer forms a shield for you against the blazing heat of the senses and the devil. It makes you grow in Christ and enter into his kingdom. And if Christ can make the dead rise again to grace, Mary, when really loved, keeps death from separating you from her son."